Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details.
It's hard to accept help. It's hard to say, I'll take that help. It's even harder to say, help me. But if someone's offering help, it can be very difficult. Because help, first off, implies you need help. And then, implies there's probably something you're not good at. Something you're not able to do, some weakness you have. Help is often advice, is often support, is often criticism, correction, new ideas. And these can all be very hard to accept. Because to accept help, you have to admit that there's something you can't do on your own. And we are conditioned by our culture to believe that you must be great at everything. Your report card must be straight A's. So to accept help means it's not straight A's. Accepting help means there's something you need. It means you're dependent. It means you're weak. It means you're vulnerable. But does it? Does it really? No, of course not. We're all weak. We're all vulnerable. The strongest, richest, healthiest, most successful person you've ever met. Still die if they're by a bus. You drop dead of a heart attack tomorrow. And the strongest, healthiest, happiest, most successful person you've ever met is that way because they have help. Because they're not doing it themselves. They are so strong and healthy and happy because they accept what they don't know and can't do. And they accept that they need help to do it. Criticism's tough. Criticism means you did something wrong. Criticism means you need to improve. It means you need to do work. It means you're not as good as you thought you were. Or it means you are as bad as you think you are. But you have a choice. You can stay that bad, or you can get better. That can be hard. But here's the good news. That's the hardest part. The hardest part is accepting that you need to get better. It's accepting that you're bad at a bunch of stuff. But that's made easier to realize everyone's bad at a bunch of stuff. Everyone is terrible at most things. Even the greatest, most successful people are only good at a few things. They are very good in a very narrow lane. And any place they want to expand, they're probably not that good. They need to work. They need criticism. When I speak at Toastmasters, I want criticism. I want people to say, here's something you did wrong and could do better. It doesn't do me any good to get up and give a speech and for them to say, oh my God, amazing as always. You are so fantastic. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. I like hearing that. That's nice. But after that, I do also want to hear, but you did use a few filler words. Or you walked a bit to the right side of the stage too much and not the left side. It seemed wrong. Or you were a bit unclear here or there. I want the criticism. I cannot improve without it. Universal positive response doesn't do you any good. It doesn't make you any better. But it's hard. It's hard to take that criticism. It's hard to take that help. It's hard to accept when people want to help you. Because you think it makes you less to acknowledge what you don't have. But what you don't realize is the people who reject help and reject criticism are the worst and the weakest. And the ones who acknowledge, I don't know, maybe there's something in that. Not all criticism's good. Not all advice is good. Sometimes you listen and you say, yeah, okay, I'm listening. I appreciate that. I don't agree, but thanks. I appreciate the feedback. You need to appreciate the feedback, whether you accept it or not. And that can be the hardest thing of all. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.